B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Thursday, March 14th, 2019. Happy Pi Day, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo and ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll be joined by the starting point guard for Celtics Gaming, OFAB. Plus, Aldi has put out a new marketing campaign that has left the gaming community kind of sour. Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But first, let's check in with Joe over at the Checkpoint News Desk and get a gaming news update.
Gaming News Update with Joe Sloan.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
CheckpointXP.com.
All right, Snoop Dogg has unveiled the Gangsta Gaming League, a recurring tournament that will begin tonight. The game being played for the inaugural event will be Madden, though they may change up the game every few tournaments. Snoop Dogg himself will be hosting the event, and the competitors will be eight of his closest gaming friends. It kicks off tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on most streaming platforms, although Snoop indicated that it'll mainly be on Mixer.
Why not?
I love this. This is great.
What does eight of his closest gaming friends mean?
You also have to remember, too, that even after the tournament's done, the winner, you know, after getting the pot is, then gets to face off against Snoop Dogg himself in like a bigger champ match. I don't know, but yeah.
Well, look, this is literally not the first time he's done this. He did this before,
like a decade ago.
Yeah, like it was, I think, 12 years ago that he did this.
Yeah, he had it was the Hip Hop Gaming League or championship or something, and
Snoop before his time, huh?
It was remember the very, very, very first push around MLG?
Yeah.
It was around that time. It was really rappers playing other rappers. It was like Method Man was involved, mm-hmm. a couple other early 2000s.
So why is he putting this out on Pi Day instead of April 20th?
That's a very, very good question. Don't know.
A new patch dropped this week for the CSGO community. The largest change is one to how the economic resets work. There were also some minor changes to the AUG weapon, as well as what information is displayed in the kill feed. The smaller changes have been implemented for the grand finals of the WESG, but the larger change to the economy is being held back.
In terms of, like, we have a lot of criticisms for when Fortnite changes anything close to a tournament.
Right.
This is mid-tournament.
You're right. I would prefer that none of the changes be happening right now. Like, I'm glad, like, the big economic reset change, that's being held back until after this is over. That makes sense.
Right.
The other two changes, I think, are smaller. I mean, they made the AUG a little more expensive, and they made it now when you, if your flashbang helps kill someone, your name shows up in the kill feed.
I just don't think that that's terribly competitive to have one set of rules that the tournament starts under and ends under a different set of rules.
That just seems like moving
the goalposts. Like, how can you feel like it's a fair tournament when that kind of stuff happens?
I agree. Player Unknown has, despite his name, become one of the more well-known gaming figures over the past couple years. He's now officially stepping away from the development of PUBG and will instead be heading up a new division of the company in Amsterdam. The special projects team will focus on exploring, experimenting, and creating new technologies, tools, pipelines, and gameplay.
I am not sure how I feel about this.
I have no idea either. Well, it's hard to know because what exactly has he... Like, what's been his role in PUBG Corp up until now, you know?
I think that's pretty questionable, especially as soon as, you know, Blue Hole, which became PUBG Corp, right. ended up becoming involved with the project. It's debatable how much input he's actually had.
How much is he just a face versus...
Yeah. It's tough to tell. And, I wish him luck in this new endeavor. I think that it really says something about how someone can come from the modding scene and really go very far in the video game community and in the video game industry, despite all of the people who will tell you that that's a gigantic waste of your time.
True.
One of the most dominant League of Legends teams of the year has finally suffered their first loss of the season. After narrowly escaping SK Telecom T1 last week, Griffin finally suffered a loss to Gen G. Gen G, by the way, was the team that shocked Griffin to get into the playoffs last year.
Word to Gen G. They always show us some love. Oh, good old Arnold Herr out there.
Absolutely.
So, friends of the show, Gen G.
And it seems like maybe that training facility that they invested in Korea is maybe starting to pay off.
It's been a weird year for Gen G. They haven't been quite as good as everyone thought they were going to be, and maybe they're starting to put it together. Definitely defeating the undefeated Griffin, the Young Guns that everyone says is invincible. I mean, well, they're not invincible anymore.
There you go. And congratulations go out to Gen G.
The Call of Duty League franchise slots will not come cheap, according to report. It's not too surprising given how expensive Overwatch League slots were when the league was created, but the Call of Duty franchises will carry a $25 million price tag.
I'm having a bit of sticker shock here, to be honest with you. I don't know that a Call of Duty team is worth that much.
That was my biggest thing, is that, you know, we saw the infrastructure that Overwatch put in place, or the Overwatch League put in place, and I kind of understand that that's a new IP with a lot of excitement behind it.
Sure.
But Call of Duty is an old legacy brand, a brand that we don't hear a lot from when it comes down to, you know, the big esports.
Especially competitive, yeah.
Right, Overwatch was developed to be an esport. There's no secret about that. It was developed to be competitive. It had a lot of excitement behind it with Blizzard. What you were paying for with that league was kind of the unforeseen ceiling. You didn't know how high it could go. Call of Duty, I feel like we know where the ceiling is.
You also have the OWL like infrastructure in place now. I mean, Active Liz is the same ones behind that, so you know that the infrastructure they're giving you works.
I just sort of think that the era of the Mountain Dew swilling bro gamer is gone. Maybe I'm just not exposed to it as much, but I'm just saying, like, it feels like all of those people got saddled with unfortunate pregnancies and are parents now. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry to tell it like it is, but they ended up packing up the video games and putting it in the box and going, okay, well, that's kid stuff. And we all know that, like, listen, there are lifers, and then there are people who are just, like, trying to kill time in between finding the next thing that they're going to go do. And I hate to generalize like that, but, you know, that's kind of where we're at. Like, we're a far cry from 2006 and literally everyone on a college campus having a WoW account. Yeah.
That's fair. Overwatch fans rejoice. Baptiste looks to be on the way soon.
Yes.
According to an official Play Overwatch announcement, Baptiste is expected to be released on the live servers on March 19th. In addition, they expect to enable him in competitive play a week after his release on the live server. No word yet on when he'll be available for OWL.
You know, normally I would err on the side of caution here and say we probably wouldn't see him till stage three.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have been bringing up Nate Nanzer, you know, said that this season they're a lot more committed to making sure that pro play is on the same patch that live play is on, so I don't know. I'd say it's pretty 50-50.
I don't want to necessarily say it's 50-50, but if we see him in stage two, don't be surprised.
When Apex Legends dropped, Ninja was one of many who picked up the game and started streaming it. He wasn't shy about saying that EA had paid him to stream the game and sponsor some tweets from him. Reports are now dropping as to just how much he was paid for his time, and it sounds like it was in the area of $1 million.
Whoa. That's insane.
That is a huge chunk of change.
That's insane. Does anyone... I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised. I'm a bit appalled, though. I genuinely am, because it's like, you know, when we think about Twitch and how much of a community it is, and how much lip service is given to, like, oh, it's such a grassroots thing, and it's like our thing.
Not for much longer,
no.
Dude. Like,
it hasn't been since Amazon.
Sorry, like when you're leveraging deals like $1 million out of EA, or you're trying to, you know, drag Ellen to get as much as you can out of her.
It's big business.
You're now in it. You're in the mainstream.
The point is,
and there's no, like, you can't go back from.
But here's the point. Look at the return on that investment.
I mean, you can't argue that they've done well for their investment, but man, $1 million, that's still shocking to me.
Oh my God, I really am terrified to think how much Bethesda paid for the Ninja and Rick and Morty Fallout 76 stream.
Wow.
I want to know
that.
I want to know that number. Yes, not just the game was a disaster, that whole stream was a disaster.
Yeah, but how much did it cost?
I want to know what that price tag is.
Nate,
They deployed actual like real time animation on the Rick and Morty faces.
Logic was there too.
Oh good.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
What do you think the price if Ninja is $1 million? Yeah. If we can baseline Ninja at $1 million for Apex, what do you think that cost? That was probably a $5 million stream.
I mean, yeah, that sounds about right.
You've got Justin Roiland. They're doing real time animation, and oh yeah, that's right. Logic is in there somewhere. Yeah.
Tekken has teamed up with Twitch for this year's incarnation of the Tekken World Tour. The tour begins in Lyon, France on April 20th, and events will continue throughout the year with the finals in Bangkok, Thailand. In total, there is $185,000 up for grabs with the 2019 World Tour.
Yeah, 420.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. Watching Tekken is really fun. I wish the prize pools were higher, but they don't have a big microtransaction skins type of thing in Tekken.
This is the last thing that I'm doing on April 20th. Do you understand? I am not sitting down to watch Tekken.
No.
This is my job, and that is the last thing I'm doing on April 20th.
You should be watching the Gangsta Gaming League if Snoop knew how to market.
That's true.
That's all for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thanks, Joe, for the update. ESPN has announced the creation of the Collegiate Esports Championship. Hundreds of schools from across the U.S. and Canada will be invited to qualifiers and to try to earn entry to the event.
Yep, the semifinals and the finals are going to be held in Houston during Comic Palooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center. That's May 10th through the 12th. Hundreds of schools are invited to the qualifiers to try and make that event. Interestingly, is the games that they're going to be playing. So we're going to have Overwatch, Street Fighter V, Hearthstone, StarCraft II, and Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, HOTS is going to be there?
Now, I mean, I guess I kind of see that Heroes of the Storm was pretty pivotal with TESPA and events like that.
Heroes of the Storm, that did have a formalized, organized scene around it. And even though Blizzard, kind of pulled the funding from out of it, there still is probably going to be a very competitive scene there. So
yeah.
I'm not surprised that someone is coming in to pick up the pieces. And having that surrounding specifically a collegiate event makes a little bit more sense.
Pairing it with Comic Palooza.
Yeah.
It's a cool idea. I think
it's a really cool idea. And I think the games make sense. I mean, House was the only one that I was kind of like, what about? But the rest of them make sense. The scenes are pretty much there, and I just like the fact that ESPN continues to sort of put money behind the concept of esports.
Yeah,
I'm really digging that.
This is going to be replacing the Fiesta Bowl, which has been held in years past.
That's right.
ESPN also, this is going to be streamed on, quote, various platforms. And while I'd rather know which platform specifically, that says to me probably not on TV. This is probably going to be ESPN app, Twitch, Mixer,
the Ocho.
The Ocho. Something like that.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, Aldi put out a new marketing campaign that's got the gaming community in an uproar. That discussion will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, we'll welcome OFAB to the show. He's the starting point guard for the Boston Celtics NBA 2K team, Celtics Gaming. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the Bpod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a Podcast, a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and Nerd Radio for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Joining us now is Fab. He's representing Celtics Gaming in the NBA 2K League. Fab, welcome to Checkpoint XP.
Thank you guys for having me.
So what got you into NBA 2K? Esports is booming right now with opportunities for talented players all over the place. So what made you choose this game?
It all started in 2008-2009. At the time, NBA Live was like one of the biggest games, basketball games, and I was playing NBA Live all the time. And they had, my favorite player at the time was Rajon Rondo. I really loved Rondo. And at the time, NBA Live had him at 80 overall. And 2K9 had him at 89 overall. Boston just won a championship. And I'm like, wow, like, I want to try out this 89 overall Rondo. Like, they actually gave Rondo a decent rating. I played it, and I just fell in love with 2K9. I played it like so much, like nonstop ever since.
Yeah, so last year you were picked up by the Celtics as a first round pick in the inaugural 2K draft. That must have been a really big moment for you. What was that like, and have you had any defining moments in your career since then?
Oh, that was a really big moment, especially like being the number two like overall pick in the world. That's like, wow, like they really believe in me. They really think I'm the number two best player in the world, and like that really meant a lot to me and my family. And like my mom and dad, they finally believed me, because like I would always say I'm the best 2K player ever. My mom would be like, yeah, like, you know, like every kid says that, but like to show her like I'm actually number two, it was really good, and it was my defining moment. I would say just going to back-to-back finals, even though we didn't win any of those, just the experience and like. The game starts slowing down more and more, and like I don't feel pressure on the stage anymore because I've been through so many big games. So I'll just say those finals moments.
What was like your folks' reaction to like you wanting to be a professional gamer, or was it kind of just you were playing and then the draft happened and you're like, okay, now this is my career?
Their reaction is I never got mad at them, because like I understood, because they're from Albania. Like they grew up like really poor. They never had technology or anything like that. So like this is all new to them. And they were like, they'll be kind of disappointed in me for like playing Xbox a lot. And they're like, back in my day, like we never had this. And like you gotta work, you gotta do this. And I told them like, just trust me. Like give me a couple more months. I really feel like this is gonna work out. And it's crazy because my dad, he still kind of doesn't understand it, but he still supports me. But my mom, like, she memorized every game, every line. she had me laughing because Scott Cole, we played the Dallas Mavericks. We played the Mavericks against Dimes. And Scott Cole, the caster, said, Dimes has the name, but Fab has the game. And then my mom just says that while cooking, like, pasta or something. And I'm like, Mom, how you know about that? I'm just laughing. She's like, I tune into all your games. And I'm like,
oh, Mama
Fab.
My
mom sends me selfies now, like, with Snapchat filters. I'm like, Mom, like, you're really on technology now. Like, yeah. I got to keep up with the times. And, like, she really loves it now. And, like, it's just crazy. Like, once, like, your parents see your kid, like, doing really successful, doing really good at something, and they enjoy it, they become happy with it. So.
Yeah, they get oddly
they
into
get
it.
Really into
they
it.
They get
yeah.
really into it and supportive, and that's, yeah, I think we've seen that with our own parents, too. So
after joining the Celtics, they put you on a pretty regimented diet and exercise plan to go along with practicing NBA 2K, obviously. What was that change like, and would you say it was for the better?
Yeah, they don't force anything. Like, they're like, if you guys want to do it, you can do it. But me, like, it's a crazy story. I went through depression. Like, I was really depressed for, like, a couple years straight, and I would never leave the house. I just played video games. And I gained 80 pounds in, like, 2 years. It was so unhealthy. Like, I'd never leave the house. And we played basketball at Harvard with a team, and this guy did a simple crossover, and I almost fell. So, like, I was 250 pounds at the time. My teammates are like, it's all right. I'm like, no, like, I feel out of shape. I feel, like, overweight. I'm like, I never used to be like this. I need to make a change. And that's when I went to my team, and they helped me out with a diet. They gave me workouts. I work out every day now. I dropped 50 pounds. I feel better. It's crazy because I tell people, like, when I was depressed, I stay at home, nonstop 2K. I turn my negative into a positive because from that negative moment in my life, I'm playing 2K for money now and, like, living a better life. So, like, it's just crazy to me.
Do you think the Celtics could help Nate? Because we're worried about him.
Well, it's no secret that I have been gaining a little bit of weight since joining this show. I wonder what that has, you know, the cause and effect there.
They say you gain weight when you're happy, too.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, that's you're not wrong. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're hanging out with Fab, talking about his history through professional esports and gaming. So do you look at strategies in the NBA and think of ways to apply them into 2K?
Oh, yeah. We definitely do look at strategies in the NBA. Like last year, you see a lot of teams on last 2K run five out because they see Giannis do it a little bit in real life. They see people space off the court. Giannis just has one player beat, and then he's to the hoop where he could kick it out. And this year, a lot of teams are looking for plays because defense is way better this year on the game. So people are looking at NBA teams for plays, some off-ball plays, get some shooters open because Sharps is pretty good on the game. So you got to get your shooters open. So a lot of people look at NBA strategies.
So, and that's one of the most unique things, I think, about, you know, the symbiotic relationship between the NBA and, you know, a scene like NBA 2K. What do you think is the most surprising aspect from, you know, like professional basketball to kind of make the jump over into the esports world?
I think the surprising thing is like how similar real life play is to the game. It's like, I remember back in my 2K10, 2K11 days in 2010, on TV, people love the Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph duo in the paint. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You got two people in the paint around the block, they love it. But since the Warriors came and, like, it's the dynasty now with the Warriors, you have two people on the block on 2K now online. They hate it. Like, they always want four out, one in, like, or five out. Like, so, like, it's crazy, like how real life is played, the success of real life, that's how people play on the game.
We always hear how tight-knit the communities are around these traditional sort of sports games, you know, whether it's Madden or NBA 2K. You know, what are your experiences been like, both in, you know, competition against these guys and sort of behind the scenes? You know, is there a big difference?
It's not really a big difference. This was really a humbling experience because all these guys were pretty much playing in, like, amateur leagues before the league, and everyone pretty much knew each other. Of course, like, there's like some players people didn't really know about, and they came and made a big name out of themselves, and like they did really good. But it's a tight-knit community, and everyone like pretty much knows each other, and like 2K community is like really close, and like it's a lot of like funny stories of people hanging out together, and it's a great community.
So we've seen the NBA get really involved with their 2K scene, whereas, you know, the NFL isn't really, they're kind of hands off with the whole Madden scene. Why do you think it is that the NBA is so eager to you know, be active in the scene for 2K?
I think one of the main reasons is a lot of people love 1v1 gameplay, but a lot more people are like starting to love like the team play. Like 2K has 5v5. Madden, like, you can do 3v3 squads, 2v2 squads, but it's not like an e-sport for it. I feel like the NBA's seen an opportunity where it's 5v5, you could get 10 real-life players and control one avatar, and, like, you got to work together as a team. Like, in 1v1 on 2K, if you're really that good, you could win. But 5v5, you need a whole five users on your team to be on one page to be the most successful team. So I think that's really interesting for the NBA and for all the fans. And I think that's really good that they jumped on it because that's really fun to watch teams put it all together.
And one thing that we're always asking esports professionals and athletes is that what advice would you give to someone, maybe a young person, trying to start a career in esports?
I always tell people, like, the things I do on 2K and the things you guys see me do on 2K is not special. Like, I make the same passes. I make the same reads. Like, I dunk the ball the same. I shoot the ball the same. I don't do anything different. The only thing is repetition. And I know my opponent. I know when he's going to drop down or if he's going to trap me or he's just playing mind games with me and I make the right pass or shoot it right away or hesitate to shoot it, pass it. You just got to go through repetitions. And everything in life takes time. Like, I played this game for 10 years. You can't just, like, pick up a game for, like, 1 month and then expect to be good as someone that played 10 years. If you take time with it, like, a year just full out grinding it, you can really make it your career and just stay focused and, like, don't let anyone doubt you. Like, you can really do it. All it takes is time.
Fab, starting point guard for Celtics Gaming in the NBA 2K League, has been our guest here on Checkpoint XP. Fab, man, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Fab for his time. Make sure you follow Fab on Twitter. That's at _OFAB. And check out Celtics Gaming when the season gets underway on Tuesday, April 2nd. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. Ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily, Aldi has announced a new marketing campaign they call the Tea Time Takedown. We'll tell you about it and why it's on a gaming show ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got tons of new emotes, including each of our beautiful faces, as well as not one, but two cat emotes. Tali and Fritz, our actual cats, are now Twitch emotes, and there's two more coming soon because of your generosity, and there's only one place to get them. That's over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Aldi has announced a new marketing campaign called the Tea Time Takedown. Specifically, the UK chain of stores has invited parents to share their kids' gamer tag so that they can employ a squad of elite gamers to take them out and make sure they make it to the dinner table on time. The campaign has not gone unnoticed by the gaming community, who doesn't seem to be very happy with it.
Oh, I'm sorry, God. What? That's,
all right, so I have to read the actual message that Aldi UK put out. All right. Parents, tired of your kids missing dinner time because of computer games? Then call upon the services of an elite squad of professional gamers who will join their game online and take them down. Now they'll have no excuse not to be at the table when dinner's ready.
I repeat, what?
Challenge accepted.
So, okay, there are so many different ways to approach this, and it all kind of depends on how serious Aldi is with this.
There's also an accompanying video ad. I think I've seen it on Twitch, yeah. Maybe.
First of all, it's hilarious because they have kids playing at PCs with...
I love how they call them controllers.
Computer games.
Yeah, because of computer games. When's the last time anyone said computer games?
Yeah.
Now, Vivendi still existed.
Now, don't worry. You can hire them to take down your kid on multiple gaming platforms. You can take them down on Xbox 360, or Xbox One, sorry, PS4, Twitch.
You can
take them down on Twitch.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
Hang on. This is a real thing. This isn't some just BS.
This is real. They have terms of services. They have a website up.
No, that's the thing. Is I spent the better part of the day convinced this had to be fake.
Right. Like, I would think, like, you go to the website, and then it's just, like, a coupon for, like, 20% off or something.
Oh, no. Exactly. That'd actually been great.
That, I mean, at least then you got a 20% off coupon.
Yeah.
Nate, if you will. Here's the terms of service.
It exists.
What? Those are actually, those look like actual, yeah.
That's actually legal terms of service for this.
Okay,
terms and conditions.
You realize that even if you hand over your kid's gamer tag, they have to accept that invite. So,
and they actually mention that in the terms and conditions where they're like, by doing this, you're giving us permission to ask your kid to join their game to try to take them down. So first of all, the kid could say no.
That's what they're going to do. They're just going to throw them at.
Yeah, they're not elite professionals.
No, so if you're playing Fortnite, people are just going to build around you and stuff and troll you. So you can't win, and it gets the kid frustrated.
Yeah, so this isn't a squad of elite gamers. This is a squad of trolls.
Yes.
Oh, and also, by the way, when was the last time any of you, after having lost a match, was like, well, I guess that's it for me now?
Well, how often, do you get beaten down by someone really good and go, well, I guess I don't want to play. I'm going to go have dinner with my family instead.
No, you don't.
You go, screw that, I'm in harder. No.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I maybe there's an underlying issue of why your kid doesn't want to eat dinner with you.
I'll say this
is not going to help that issue either.
I don't think it will. I don't think it will at all.
The responses to this, by the way, have varied from the vitriolic to the sarcastic. One of these, this is my favorite, from Codex Caster. Is your kid's rugby practice getting in the way of your weekends? We'll send in the Samoan international side to crush them so badly they'll abandon their hobby for good. Why is gaming the villain? This could be any hobby on the planet.
No, seriously. No,
well,
but
there are people who are going to take it way too seriously and not see the humor in it. I mean, let's start with the fact that Aldi's trying to be funny.
Yes, this is. I would like to think like this is a joke, even if there is like hey, it's something we're seriously going to do.
Yeah,
but it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Like taking it too like being like, why is gaming the villain? Like, come on, dude.
Right. Now that said, I don't know quite how I feel about parents giving away their kids' gamer tag.
That
to
I think
adults.
Is
to grown adults.
Way more problematic.
Issue.
Not just grown adults. Some faceless corporation.
Some faceless
somewhere
elite
else
hit squad.
In the ether.
Like,
that's
like
hiring internet bullies, essentially.
Yes.
Like, honestly, the last thing I need is to get connected on with someone on Facebook the last thing I need is to get connected with someone on, like, Xbox Live and then have them going, like, hey, your vehicle's warranty has expired, and it's like, God, why can't I just avoid this?
It's nowhere sacred.
Exactly, and that's kind of the thing that you risk by giving your information out to a large corporation. Like, that is like, you never know in 5 years what is going to happen with that.
I think if they come onto the kids' team, they should have to like be trying to sell them on Aldi products while they're there.
That'd be hilarious.
Right, exactly.
The name of the account that's sending you the friends request is like Aldi Gamer Number One.
No. It's a regular name, but they just sit back and they just be like, man, I'm really hungry. I think I'm going to go to Aldi after we get off this game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone actually watching live right now over at our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. You can join us Monday through Friday live at 5 p.m. Eastern over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP to catch the recordings of this show live. We're currently talking about the Aldi campaign. To in the UK specifically. So if you're in the US, I don't think that this applies to you. But if you're in the UK, you can get a professional elite gaming hit squad called on your kids to make them come to dinner.
Man, kid, you feed harder than your local Aldi on the day before Thanksgiving.
Come check it out.
So this is a tweet that was sent back that I actually think is a very important point. It's from @naysayers, who says, hey, Aldi UK, we'd love to chat with your team on how we could partner up to bring families together through gaming and inspire young ones to do their best with their passions rather than alienating our future generation in the safety of their own home. How about a campaign where, you know, a parent goes and plays a game with their kid? Because I'll tell you what, if you want them to stop playing, come and eat dinner, threaten to sit down and play with them. I guarantee you they won't.
One of two things will happen. Either they'll never play that game again.
Yeah.
Or
you've got
you
a new
bond.
Hobby together.
You bond.
Like honestly, what is more demoralizing than getting beat by your parents in the video game that you love?
Oh.
I'm going to tell you now, it's that one. Having had it happen to me before.
Like, honestly, like, if I was playing Fortnite and some character, you know, zoned in and on my kill feed, it's like, Nate's mom, he's so adorable, kills Nate. I'm just quitting for all time.
That would be it.
I can never show my face.
I'm putting down the sticks and I'm leaving. And I'm never going to touch that game ever again.
That's it. You might not go down to dinner.
I might not go down.
No,
that might
I
be an awkward dinner.
I go down to dinner and I give moms a dap because that was a great kill.
Some of my favorite responses were people just sending back.
I'd love to think that at 12 years old, I would have had that kind of emotional maturity, but I know myself, and I know that I wouldn't have.
Still don't
I would
have
punched three
maturity.
Holes in the drywall, and I would have gone, screw you, Mom, and I would have run out of the house, and probably they would have found me crying outside of a Hot Topic.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
Outside of a Hot Topic.
I just know myself at 13, like, fair. Honestly. All right, listen, we're going to have to leave the discussion right there, but we want to hear from you. Parents, what are your thoughts on Aldi's campaign? You can connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
PogChamp.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.